Poster number 8, Baltic Fishing, from 1630 to 1750. As early as the 1500s, oysters were considered a delicacy that, by order of the king, were reserved for the nobility. Punishment was severe, but ancient household trash piles of oyster shells show that this ban was not respected. It was a smaller domestic oyster that was harvested back then. In the last few decades, a larger oyster has been imported from the Pacific. As a way of gaining control over this fishery, the fishing rights were leased out. The oyster banks lay in both royal and duchy waters. To avoid conflict, common tenants were chosen, always from Hamburg. The first was Paul Tüfkin. In 1630, he paid 100 crowns per year, the equivalent of 300 lamb, in addition to 2 barrels of oysters. Payment soon doubled, and by 1700 had risen to almost 1400 crowns per year. In the 1660s, Field Marshal Schack obtained the oyster rights for the entire royal area. From 1724, that area is reduced to the beaches along Schackenborg. In 1796, the government reacquired the full rights to the entire area in return for 10 barrels of oyster per year to Count Schack. This agreement was finally terminated in the 1930s for the price of 60,500 Danish kroner. In the 1600s, approximately 500 barrels a year were harvested off Rømø. After the arrival of a new tenant in 1720, that number was doubled. Most of the oysters were shipped to Hamburg, but a large amount was also shipped to Copenhagen. The large number of lawsuits give evidence to problems with overfishing and unlawful sale of young oysters to Holland. The tenant from Hamburg lost his rights, but was soon brought back because of his expertise. The fishery went on all year round from open boats manned by 2 fishermen. In the 1730s, there were 18 such boats on Rømø. 2 ships sailed the oysters to Hamburg. The pay was meager. In the beginning, 1 mark, increasing to 2.5 mark per fisherman for each barrel. This was the equivalent of 1 to 3 lamb. No more than 40 men had this secondary occupation. It is not surprising that the island's inhabitants discontinued this occupation, as Greenland offered a significantly better income. Only during the crisis years in the early 1800s was oyster fishery again attempted. It proved not to be profitable.